Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shir Masiyata Dishmaya. And this is the seventh Shir. And now we'd like to go back to the Shitas HaRamban. Shitas HaRamban, after in the previous Shir, we were Miyashev, the Kashas of the Ramban and the Ramban, Masiyata Dishmaya, both in Nifla B'Yoser. And now we get to the Shita of the Ramban himself, who holds that Halaz Doiraisa. The Ramban writes, in other words, it seems from Chazal that it's min haTorah, that Hal is min haTorah. So where do you get it from, the Torah? If it's min haTorah, you need a source. So the answer is, the source is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's an oral tradition. Or it's included in the simcha in which we were commanded. And on the day of your simcha and your moed, Rosh Chodesh, you should blow trumpets. Kiyikar Hashira, in other words, when you bring the korbanos, they blow the trumpets. Kiyikar Hashira bepeh, v'kli lebesumei kalahu. The Yikar Shira is with one's mouth, and the kli is in order to enhance the musical experience, to make it sounds better when there's music in the background. V'nitztaveinu b'simchas Hashira la korban, and we were commanded to rejoice with song on the korban. And if it's not Shas HaKarban, that's also included in the Simcha. In other words, we have joyous times, and during these joyous times, we are supposed to sing with the Karban and also without the Karban. And that would include Hallel. So that would be a Makor for Hallel. Ela Shemiyah to Rosh HaRashashim B'Gvulim B'Pnei She'enu Mekudesh L'Chag V'Eino Toyin Shira. However, they were Memayit, like we see in Erech and Daf Yud, Amud Beis, where Memayit Rosh Chodesh and Gvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not Mekudesh L'Chag, so there's no Hallel, because it's not Mekudesh L'Chag, and it doesn't require Shira. Risham Gim Meseches Erech HaNamru, it says in Erech HaN11a, Minayin L'Ikir Shira Men HaTorah, how do you see Ikir Shira, where do you find the concept of song that you sing on the carbon from the Torah? From here, mitachat tachat shel avata, famous pasuk tachat shel avata shem lokecha besimcha uvetuv levav. Ezu yavodah shebesimcha uvetuv levav. Hevei omer zo shira. Im kein efshu shenidrash biyam tovim shekasuv. V'nisrabu kol minei smachos shetei simcha b'chlalan. So what's the avodah shebesimcha uvetuv levav? When it says in the pasuk, you should serve Hashem besimcha uvetuv levav. To what does that refer? That refers us to the Gemara, to Shira. And so if so, after Shenidrosh b'yamim tovim shekasuv, it is possible then that we should expound on yamim tovim, that it's written, v'nisrabu kol minei smachos sh'teha simcha b'chlala, and all types of simchas are included. In other words, we have a din that there's simcha and yantiv, so let's include in that simcha Shira of Hallel. And let's sing Bahalel Hashem on the Yamim Tovim. So that's going to include all types of sim. All types of simchas are included in the simcha, including Shira, including Hallel. So we have a Mokor in the Torah for Hallel on the Yamim Tovim. And that would be, like we find in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shira on the Karban. Shira goes together with Simcha. Ezu Avodah Shebesimcha V'Tuv Leva B'Shira. So whenever you have a din simcha, like on Yom Tov, you're going to have Shira, you're going to have Hallel. So that's the Ramban trying to show that Hallel is of a biblical nature. In the Megillas Esther, he asks, Sherei lo netchayavnu b'chol minei simcha b'Yom Tov. The Ramban writes, v'nisrabu kol minei simchas, shteya simcha b'chlalan. All types of simchas are included in Yom Tov. That's not true. Not all types of simchas. You're not allowed to get married on Yantiv. That's what we've been discussing at very great length, and thus far 13 shiurim, and Ein Maharvin Simcha B'Simcha. So that's our topic. So you don't get married. You don't marry women on Yom Tov. V'yagam simcha zuikim shel simchas Yom Tov. That would also be gavaldik a kiyum of simchas Yom Tov. Which, if you listen to the shiurim, you'll know a seemingly very easy teretz to this kasha. Akopanim, that's the Megillas Esther's kasha. You're not allowed to. We're not marbik all mine simchas b'Yom Tov, like getting married. So that's one kasha. We also have the Shagasari in Simit Samach Tes, who's Tameya, from what it says in earlier on in the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Shemforash Sham. So Tomeret B'Gemara B'Mesechet Sukkah, Shemforash Sham, Sheisha Eina Chayevet B'Halel B'Yom Tov. A woman isn't mechuyevis to say Halel on Yom Tov. If it's midin simcha, so women are included in the obligation of simcha. So why aren't women then obligated in halal? The Shagas Aryeh puts out another kasha, and he says that why are we only chayv in halal b'yom? Harei nitrabu gam halelot v'simcha. Nights are also included v'simcha. So why then don't we say what if the word is simcha, then we should say halal at night as well, except little Pesach, which is something else. But in general, we don't say halal at night. Why not? Nights are also included in simcha. So again, if we take the Rambam's Yisod that it's midin simcha, so then. A, it's not true that we're chayv b'chol minei simcha b'yom tov, because you're not allowed to get married. B, women are chayavis in simcha, so why isn't she chayavis in halal? And C, why are we saying it at night? Another kasha, which already Rav Yerucham Fischer Perle was on made on this, b'bir ha-resag, which says, say no test. Dim kein mao, ma she b'pesach chayavim b'halal rak b'yom rishon. That in Pesach we're only chayv and hal on the first day, because they don't have different numbers of karbanos. Sukkot we have a different number of karbanos every day, but on Pesach we have the same number of karbanos. So since we have the same number of karbanos, we only say halal once. The rest of Pesach that we say halal, and all the other days in the last 6 days. Or seven, if you happen to live outside the Holy Land. So that's all, that's a minuk. That's chatzi halal. That's not the ikar halal. So why aren't you saying regular halal the rest of Pesach? It's midin simcha. Every day there's a chiyuv simcha. Another kasha, b'ikir tamua, sh'ari lehedji b'chol divrei ramban sh'oisoi chiyuv halal, yeshna b'chol perek u'perek, u'v'chol tzoro, sh'lo tovu ala tzibur k'shenegolem imenu. We also have to say halal b'chol perek u'perek at various junctures, at various time periods, and that's like the Gemara says, right? That's the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin that we've been discussing, and also when the Jewish people are redeemed from etzara. So if it's michiyuv simcha b'yom tov, mazik kashul the called tzara shenigalim mimenu. So perek u'perek, the Rashbam says, is the regalim, but what's b'chol tzara shenigalim mimenu? What does it mean that when we're redeemed from tzaris? Where does it say there a chiyuv simcha that's going to be mechayiv us in halal? According to the Ramban, the whole chiyuv halal comes midin yom tov, midin simchas yom tov. And b'chol tzara shenegala mimenu is not midin simchas yom tov. וכן עיין שם ברב יוחם פישל פרלה, בפירושו על הרסג, אנחנו דיברנו כבר על ההיסטוריה המעניינת שלו. היה איש עסקים ותלמיד חכם עצום, בסוף עלה לארץ ישראל בסוף ימיו. אז הרב פרלה העריך לתמוע מהסוגיה בערכם בדף יוד עמוד בייז, שדנה הגמרה על ראש חודש היה יבואי הלל, וכי מצי שמחה יש בואי. So what's the Gemara's whole deal about Rosh Chodesh for, that there should be Halal Rosh Chodesh? Shezeni Donag Gemara. Is there a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Chodesh? And even after the Gemara answers that no, you don't say Hal and Rosh Chodesh, but we say it's only a minhag. We say Chatzi Hal. But you don't say Hal and Rosh Chodesh. So maybe that's the pshat. Eino mekudesh l'chag means maybe it's totally besimcha that we don't have in Rosh Chodesh, as is the mashmos of the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Aval az makshah gemara merosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. V'rei'ein behem mitzvat simcha. U'mayin yanam v'shira haba midin simcha. As shuv ha-gemara shewelet merosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. Ma ze kashur Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur? Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur don't have a mitzvah simcha. So why should we be chayav in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to say Hallel when there's no din simcha? There's no din simcha siyamtiv chayra in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. As achshav anachnu rotzim lageshet v'leve'er et divrei Ramban v'habiyur hazeh acharei she'anachnu העמדנו קושיות רבות על דברי הרמב"ן כדרכנו בקודש, אז אנחנו שוב נלך על פי דרכו של מרן ראש הישיבה לשמו ולזכרו תאוות נפש הכהן הגדול רב דוד זצ"ל. אז נראה בביאור דברי הרמב"ן כך, ומה שכותב הרמב"ן מהפסוק וביום שמחתכם ותקעתם בחצוצרות, סליחה שאני מדבר בלשון הקודש, אני קצת יש לי חולשה לזה, כמה סיבות. שנצטווינו בשמחת השיר בקורבן, ושלא בשעת הקורבן, בשעת שמחה. אז הרמב"ן רוצה לומר, from the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem, that we're blowing the chatzotzrot, we're blowing the trumpets in the mikdash, it's a grace of simcha, we're singing, so that we're also going to say Hallel. We're also going to say Hallel, even if it's not Sha'as HaKorban. Now this pasuk, is talking about Chiyuv Chatzotzes B'Sha'as HaKrova. Uma ze inyan lehalel di Yom Tov. Ma ze kashur lehalel shel Yom Tov. Ela. Shal ze hevi Ramban, ma shekatuv be'erchen daf yud alef. Minayin leikar shira. Min ha-Torah. B'Shagas Aryeh kasav sham al ze. Shelo ne'amar sham b'pasuk. Sha'ashira goremet simcha. Dinema Shabiyomtov Shekhayavim Bisimcha Mischaev Lasis Dover Hagorin Simcha Shehishira. What does the Ramban do? The Ramban says, listen, we see there's a Chiyuv of Simcha. Very nice, Chiyuv of Simcha is only B'Sha'as HaKrovas HaKorban. What does that have to do with saying Hal on Yomtov? So the Ramban brings the Gemara in Ilchin that says, how do you know Iker Shira Min HaTorah? Tach Shalavad Shamakir of Simcha Tuv Levov. And that's talking about Shira. So the Shagas Aryeh says, that it doesn't say there in the pasuk that shira causes simcha, such that we would say that an yom tov that we're chayiv b'simcha, we also have to do whatever causes the simcha, which is shira. Ela adarava ne'amar b'zeh she'asimcha kodemet b'teva l'shira v'hi goremet shira. Adarava says the simcha causes the shira, not that the shira causes the simcha, as we see in Rashi. Baruch Hashem, it's not common that they make a Hasidic rock songs out of Rashi's in Erchin, but in this case they did. It was a very popular song 15, 20 years ago. Ein adam shar shira ela mitoch simcha vituv levav. So that song is a Rashi in Erchin, and it means that we only sing mitoch simcha vituv levav. In other words, the simcha is goremis l'shira. It's not that the shira is goremis l'simcha. It's that the simcha causes the shira. ואם כן, מהיכן מקור מזה לחייב הלל כדי לקיים מצוות שמחה? So where do we have a mocker to be מחייב הלל in order to be מקיים the mitzvah of simcha? Who says that we have to say hal to be מקיים the mitzvah of simcha? It says that simcha causes shira. If shira would cause simcha, I understand. You have to sing to come to simcha. But here it's fakert. Simcha causes shira, right? One could argue it works both ways. But in any event, we're not going right now with Hargashas, we're going with what Rashi says. Rashi says that the simcha causes the shira. So who says they have to have shira on Yom Tov in order to bring yourself to simcha? It's hafuch. So meifo achiyuv b'Yom Tov? As kach hiksha hasha'agat aryeh, kach hasha'ag hasha'agat aryeh, v'nira'ah. Shevadai tzadak hashagat aryeh bazeh. He was right. Ela, shekavanat haRamban, eina shekedei lekayem mitzvat simcha shel yom tov, yesh lomar halel. Sha'al ze vaday ein kol makor, kumo sheiksha shagat aryeh. So, what the Ramban is not saying is that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha and yom tov, you have to say halal, you have to sing. Because that we have no source for, as the Shagas Aryeh correctly noted. Ela, not that the Shagas Aryeh needs my haskama, obviously. Ela. Shekavanat haRamban hi, shemialfus hazo mevo'ar, deshir shebishat korban, totza'ahu shel mitziut ha-simcha, shenitchadesh be'oto pasuk, sheyeshna b'shat hakravat ha-korbanot. What the Ramban means is that from this yalfusa, from this limud, we see that the song that is sung at the time of the korban is an outcome of the mitzius of simcha that was mischadesh, that we learn from this pasuk, that we have b'shas hakravas hakorbanos. B'shas hakravas hakorbanos, we have this simcha, and as a toitza of the simcha, we sing. And on that, the pasuk says that this mitzius of simcha obligates an avoida, which is shiro b'fe, which is halal. And the taina that was said in the pasuk, avtachas asher lo avadita, is that you didn't serve Hashem with shira. In other words, that's the avoda. Shelo avad Hashem lokecha she avoda b'peh b'shira. When there was a mitzias of simcha v'tuv lev, avtachas asher lo avad Hashem lokecha, you should have served God mitoch simcha v'tuv lev. When you were happy, you should have served God with shira. And that's what the Ramban says, that we are mischayiv b'shenitztaveinu b'simchas hashira l'korban. We were obligated, commanded, to be joyous with song on the korban, meaning shenitztaveinu al mitzius zu shel simcha shetiyeh zo simchas hashir. We were commanded on this mitzius of simcha that this simcha should be simcha sashir. What type of simcha should we, how should we express our joy? How should we express our happiness? With song. And this song has to have shir v'shevach l'shem yizbaruch adon hakol. V'lo tiyazo simcha ba'alma. It shouldn't be stam a simcha. It should be a meaningful simcha that you direct to Hashem. U'mizeh yesh l'lmod. Shebechlal tzivui zeh, yeshno gam tzivui shel shir. Al kol mitzius shel simcha, שתהיה זו שמחת השיר ולא שמחה בעלמה. ולכן, כיוון שישנה מציאות זו של שמחה גם ביום טוב שכתוב, that's what the lashon of the Ramban is. The Ramban writes that ואם כן, אפשר שנדרש בימים טובים שכסוב. So again, you have this mitzias of simcha. While you have this mitzias of simcha, you should then be singing. And that's what the Ramban says, that since we have this mitzias of simcha and yom tov, which is written, in other words, it's written that there's a chi of simcha. And where do you see that there's a chi of simcha and yom tov? When it says, v'samachta b'chagecha, harei b'katuv ze, shenitrabu b'haikra kol minei smachot, gam simcha zo b'chlalan. So this is also included. In other words, we have this mitzius of simcha, and this mitzius of simcha now has to bring us to shira. It's not pshat that the shira allows you to be mekayim your chi of yantav of simcha, but fakert, that you have a chi of yantav of simcha, and memela, this simcha should be expressed loitn Ramban, lefi Ramban, with shira. והיינו שגם חיוב זה של שמחה סשיר ישנו ביום טוב מצד אותה מציאות של שמחה ביום טוב ומחייבת את דיני שמחה של שלמי שמחה ובשר שלמי. The same מציאות של שמחה in יום טוב. That's מחייב שלמי שמחה. Carbonus. That's מחייב יריד מית. All the חיוב ושמחה, the expressions of שמחה as we spoke about in Rain Marvin שמחה ושמחה שיר. That, I believe it was share number three. That the various things we do on Yom Tov to make ourselves happy, that's really to give ourselves Simchas HaLev, to make us happy with the Yom Tov. And we're just doing these external things to free ourselves from those other things in life that seem to always annoy us. So, but really we're happy B'Lev. So, V'hu Achiv Shel Shira B'Shah Simcha Shenemar B'Kor V'Yom Simchaschem. U'midin HaSimcha Shenemar B'Kor V'Usimachtem. Shehu toitza, So it's mamish gevaldik. We have a chiyuv when we're happy to eat meat, to enjoy ourselves. These are all expressions of happiness. You can say one is happy, and these are express the happiness. You can say they'll bring us to happiness. But what we're saying now is that you have to be happy on Yom Tov. How is this happiness expressed? What are the expressions of this happiness? You know what the expressions of this happiness are? External expressions? I'll tell you. You could say like, you know, Soloveitchik, the Kiyum B'Lev, Kiyum B'Maisa. So the Kiyum B'Maisa is the Shalmi Simcha, the Basar, but the Kiyum HaLev is B'Lev. But so one of the Kiyumim of the Kiyum B'Maisa is Shira. That's how you're mekayim your simcha. When you have this mitzvah of simcha, you have to sing. So you do that over the karbanos, and even not over the karbanos, even halal. That's a chiyuv shira b'shah simcha. Yesh po mitzvah shel simcha. So this is a great time to sing. And this is very matim. What it says in the Sefer Zohar Akiyah and Mitzvah Esei Tezayin, that the Mokuch for Chiyuv Halal Min HaTorah is from the Pasuk in Vayikra 19:24, Kodesh Hilulim LaShem. From there we were commanded, Lahalel LaShem, to praise Hashem, to sing to Hashem, Keshetigdal Simchaseinu, when we have great joy, Beribui HaPeris. We have so many Peris there, it's talking about the Peris of the fourth year. V'hu Adin, B'chol Simcha. B'chol matzav shel simcha. B'chol yoyim simcha seinu. That we have to express our joy and praise Hashem. And that's what we see in the Yerushalmi in Meseches Peah 7:5. It says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Harayu kodesh akorin alav tzal. It's like kodesh. There are various pshat in what kodesh is. The Karban Pesach, the Bikurim. But the point is that you're reading the Hallel. And when you're happy with your ribui hafruits, with your many fruits, so too, when you have simcha and yamtif, so your expression of joy is going to be the shira, just like by the fruits. Shekol shu b'matzav shel simcha, yeshno chiyuv halel, shu chiyuv shira b'geder shir shel simcha. And that's why the Yerushalmi compares it to Kodesh, which is, like we said before, according to one parish, it's talking about the shira that we sing when we shech the Karban Pesach, the Karbanis. So it's a shira of simcha. So here also, it's a shira of simcha, it's a mitzias of simcha. Mischayiv mizeh, shetehezu simcha b'shir. We have these fruits. So we praise Hashem. We have the fourth year fruits. So we praise Hashem. The Karim Revai. In the Perish Rabbeinu Meyuchas al HaTorah in Parashas Bo, it's cited in the Torah Shleim, and Os Reish Pei Zayin, and Miluim Sham, Simen Chav Hei, seems from an Alta Medrash, by the way, those who want to expand their horizons, their knowledge. You can also, it's also quoted in the in Talmudic Encyclopedia under the entry of Halel. It's a very, very important entry. We should all learn Hal Vayish Bizorcha, to go through the whole thing. Zakol Panim, it's kedai to go through the whole encyclopedia Talmudit. Imagine how much you'll know if you have a good memory. Some people have great memories. So imagine how much you'll know if you memorize that. In any event, you'll be a walking encyclopedia. So, in the Perush Rabbeinu Miyuchas Al HaTorah, in Parshas Bo, he writes, and what it says, V'haya hayom hazeh lechem lezikaron v'chagoysem oisei chag l'ashem l'dor oiseichem chupas oylam tichaguhu. Hu kotev kach, chag l'ashem, l'amed sheton shira. It's a chag for Hashem. This teaches us that it requires shira. V'chein womer shir yelechem, talking about the fall of Sancher, it's a chair of falls, this song is going to be to you, for you, kelel iskadish chag, like when the chag becomes holy, like you sing shira on Leil Pesach. So that's where we get this pasuk from, that on the holiday you have to sing, you have to say shir v'chein leil nikra chag, v'ton shira. Now it's also called chag. You shouldn't let the chaylev of my chag rest until the morning. V'chein atzeres nikra chag. Shenamru chag ashuas. Shuas is also called a chag. It's also called a chag. So we see Pesach is called a chag. The night is called a chag. Shavuos is called a chag. We also have the 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, also called a Chag. So all these things are called Chags, and Chags you have to sing, says the Rabbeinu Miyuchas. And the rabbis were attacking even the 8 days of Chanukah. V'ushashanu Rabbi Seinu Yud Ches Yomim B'Layla Achas Goymrim B'Hem B'Sahalel. So that's what the rabbis teach us, that 18 days and one night, we say a complete halal shayim a pesach and ruchav uchomach. The other days of the Pesach are not called a chag. V'hu lehed yakisod dvareinu. So that's like what we're saying. So he had to come on to the fact that it has a lashon of chag by each of these days. But we don't have to go there. We can just say it has a shem moed. As long as it has a shem moed, it's a time that we meet, a meeting time with Hashem. We're close to Hashem, so we sing. And if Shiva Simeah Pesach would be Chaluk and Bekarbon Eisehem, there would be a Chiyuv every day also, even though it doesn't say Chag. But it's the same Yisod. Yisod is that on the holiday we sing. So if you listen to our Shiurim, you know that I like to learn about the history of these great rabbis. So we just quoted our Rabbeinu Miyuchas. Who is this Rabbeinu Miyuchas, this mysterious Rabbeinu Miyuchas? Rabbeinu Miyuchas ben Eliyahu was a Parshan Kadmon LaMikra. He was an early biblical commentator who lived in Greece. He was one of the Chachmei Yavon. Rabbeinu Miyuchas chiber perish makif al chamishei chumshei Torah, Eoiv divrei hayomim. The assessment, the estimation, is that he lived in Greece because he has some Greek words in there and he mentions some Greek cities. Some people hold that he lived in the second half of the 12th century, because the latest Parshan, biblical commentator he mentions, is the Ibn Ezra. And some push him much later to the 15th century, because he is mentioned first by Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi much later. So we can get his determine when he lived by the fact that the last he mentioned was the Ibn Ezra, so maybe he lived much earlier. He doesn't mention later commentators. On the other hand, later commentators only mention him much later. So we don't know exactly when he lived. He was the father of a very miyuchastika family from Greece, from Turkey, and very various mahaduris. They have a ksav yad from 1469 in the British Museum in London, and he has pshat, he has drash, he has lachman torah shebal peh, he has words of definitions. He also wrote a sefer diktuk that we don't have, called sefer amidus. So Rabbi Charles Chevel, Chaim Dov Chevel, it's interesting, you know, he wrote this, you know, very scholarly rabbi. He was a rabbi in Louisville, Kentucky, somewhere in Kentucky, I think it was Louisville. So he used to have articles in Hadarom. I don't know, that's where he got a job, but he was a great scholar. Imagine sitting there in Kentucky, I'm pretty sure it was Kentucky, sitting there in Kentucky and writing books. Anyway, so scholarly books, not stump books. So he wrote a Mavo, the Parish Miyuchas al Sefer Eov. So once I already mentioned the great Rabbi Chevel, so just a little bit more about him. His real name is Dov Baer. They called him in America Charles. He was born in Poland. He emigrated to the United States in 1919 at the age of 13. He was born in 1906. He got smicha at the Hebrew Theological College in Chicago, in 1929, where they drank pap. Chicago, they drink pap. I don't know if he drank it. So that's 1929. Actually, used to have a chavrusa with a good yid, Rav Yaakov. I already forget his name, but he was a good chavrusa of mine. Rabbi Jerry Robbins, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Rav Dov Ber, I think. In any event, so he got the smicha from there. I remember, he used to learn in his house. He got smicha from the Hebrew Theological College, I think, in 1942, and he later became a chaplain in the United States Army. So back to Rabbi Shevel, he was the rabbi of the congregation Anshei Sfard in Louisville, Kentucky, from 1924 to 1945. I wonder what type of community there was back then in Louisville. And subsequently spent the year as director of synagogue activities of the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America from 1946. Then he came home. He was the rabbi of Congregation Shaarei Tzedek in Edgemere, Long Island. I say he came home as a joke, because of course when you come to New York, it's like coming home. So he started in Poland, goes to Chicago, Kentucky, and then in 1946, El Menucha V'El Menachel to Long Island. He was one of the most productive American writers in rabbinic literature. His books include critical annotated editions of the Perush HaRamban al HaTorah. He also wrote annotations of the Sefer HaMitzvahs and other important works. So you can look it up. There are various. He's also the editor of Hadarim. So, I don't even know, like, who's he talking and learning with? You know what I mean? He has so many ideas. He has so many chedushim. He has so many haaretz. Who's he talking and learning with, you know, in Louisville, Kentucky? In any event, so he was nifter in 1982 at the age of 76. Okay, I am a sucker for these things. Just a little bit more about the about Louisville. Once we started talking about the Rabbeinu Meyuchas, then we saw Rabbi Shevel has his edition of Rabbeinu Meyuchas. So we're talking about Rabbi Shevel, and Rabbi Shevel was from Kentucky. So now we'd like to talk a little bit about Kentucky. Louisville is it's the largest city in Kentucky. And home to its oldest and largest Jewish community. Jews may have owned land in the Louisville area as early as the 18th century, and a few arrived at the beginning of the 19th, but the first Jewish institutions only arose when Israel Benevolent Society was listed in the Louisville City Directory in 1832. And they started davening about 1838. The first Jewish congregation was 1842, Ades Yisrael. And Jews continued coming over the next decade, primarily from German states and from Posen. In 1851, another congregation, the Polish House of Israel, and then called Beth Israel. And then Bris Shalom, 1880. So some of the early Ades Yisrael spiritual leaders were Bernhard Henry Gotthelf, 1819 to 1878, in 1862, appointed the second Jewish chaplain of the Union Army. Both Ades Yisrael and Bris Shalom really adopted the reform practices. Okay, and then we have Dry Goods Magnate Henry Kaufman and Benjamin Strauss, famous Benjamin Strauss, Aaron Cohen, the famous attorney, and the philanthropist Isaac Bernheim, Louis Dembitz, Brandeis, and he was the uncle of Louis Brandeis, who was also a Louisville native, interestingly enough. And around the turn of the 20th century, Eastern European Jews began to arrive in large numbers, and they were in tailoring and cigar making. And then five new congregations in Louisville from 1882 to 1905, at least four of them were frum, or what we call today Orthodox. And they even hired a chief rabbi in 1902. They had cultural organizations, so you can look up the very fascinating history. So numerous famous people came from there. In any event, so he wasn't coming to a place where there was no history, Rabbi Shevel. In any event, Mar Rabbosai, we have gone a little bit far afield over here. Well, how do we get to all this? Because of Rabbeinu Meyuchas. So now we can be Miyashiv Ramban. Meyushav kol ma'ashik shem al divrei Ramban. She'el efi ma'ashib yam. We ain't got another Ramban omar she'el kim. It's a simcha liyomtev. So the Shira shall hallow. שזה ועד איקשה מינה של מודלס מכל יום ויום, אין שלוש חודש ראשון ויום הכיפורים. It's not pshat that in order to be mekayim in the midst of Simcha and Yom Tov, we have to sing. Because then we have a kasha, what about women, what about nights, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what's the Shaila L'chal? What the Ramban means is that since there's a din Simcha, because it's a Yom Simcha, there's a b'sis of Simcha and Yom Tov. So in the Meila, this din Simcha, שנובע מאותו יום שמחה, הרי הוא בכלל אחיו המיוחד שנאמר בפסוק של ביום שמחתכם, על אמירת שירה בשעה שמחה. It's included in the special obligation of ביום שמחה, so I'm saying שירה בשעה שמחה. It's a חיוב בפני עצמו, but it's only said about men. Why? Because כלפי נשים, it's a mitzvah to say שזמן קרומה. Time bound. Time bound. It's only b'sha simcha. Only on Yom Tov. So women aren't obligated this time bound mitzvah. In this time bound mitzvah to sing, there's a special ribui that we have that women are happy on Yom Tov or Sbaal Misamcha. So the whole discussion about women is nafkamil gabi yal v'yavim v'fim sir b'kiv eger and v'chule v'chule. But al kopan, this chiv shiva is a special chiv that's zman groma and the women aren't included in it. And therefore it's not at night. Elu chiyuv shira. Elu chiyuv shira. B'metziv sasimcha shal yomtif. Shebzeh b'chag amat v'shem chulim korom nasem. Chad ohav u'kol ayam b'metziv zu shal simcha. So there's one metziv zu simcha on Pesach. So in the middle, only one halal is required for this mitzvah of Simcha. And Shemzeh HaShem HaLalah V'chol Shem Rabo Shiyah is Kain Dina. So we said the Shira for Pesach, we're done. And also Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. תעקרו מויד וחג, וחג הוא מציר של שמחה. גם אם אין בו דין לשמחה. So there's still a מציר של שמחה. Like where Birchon Fischer Perl is Marich, that Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur are all called a Moed and a Chag. They're included in that category. They're classified as Moedim and Chagim. So in Mela, there is a מציר של שמחה, even though there's no דין לשמחה. And therefore, this Simcha has to be expressed with song. That's why the Gemara is having in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur you're singing. And we're not. So the reason I'm Rosh Chodesh is not Chiyuv Halel, because not Bekudesh, Lachag. So the Meila doesn't stand on the same level. There's no Yisrael Melacha. So ain't Bo Metziv Zushal Simcha. And the Meila Gam Lo Chiyuv Halel. And only because of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Sifra Chaim, Sifra Meis, and 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 Sifra Meis, so there should be a chiyuv halal. And the male is also a chiyuv al kol tzara v'tzara, shenigalim imenu. She yomtov mitzias ha-simcha amcheyev z'halal din ha-simcha shenem al yomtov. Because like the Ramban says, in yomtov it says simcha. So the male is a mitzias ha-simcha is mechayev halal. And b'chol tzara shenigalim imenu, there's a simcha without a din. On Rosh Hashanah, on yomtov, there's a mitzias ha-simcha which makes a din simcha. When you're nigel from tzara, there's no din simcha, but there's a mitzvah of simcha. And mele you have to say halal, and you also you don't have to do it at night. You do it during the day because that then you're mekayim. It's not because this since it's a chiyuv simcha. If you say it's a chiyuv simcha at night, it's a chiyuv simcha is mekayim. That if the chiyuv simcha is mekayim, that you have to say shira in order to bring yourself to simcha. So then you would have to say it at night. But here now. There's a din simcha, and that simcha has to be expressed with shira. And the mishal shira mitoch simcha, and you don't have to do it at night. As long as you do it during the day, you're mekayim that expression of simcha. You have to express the simcha with shira, and it's enough that you do it during the day. You don't have to do it at night as well. By the way, before I said 11B, I should have said 10B. Yud Amud Beis, that's where we have the Inyan Rosh Chodesh, the Naaseh Hallel Rosh Chodesh, Naaseh Hallel and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So as long as you say Shira, you're Mekayim your din. That this Simcha is Mekayim Shira. So as long as you say Shira, you're Mekayim the din. And again, you don't have to do it at night. If you're ready, you're Mekayim the din if you do it during the day. You say Hallel during the day. And it's not a shot that the only way you're going to be with the Shira causes Simcha. So how are you going to have the Simcha at night? No, you're with Simcha. Then you're within Shira. So the din Shira is Mekayim during the day. And there's a Matisse of Simcha, which is Nigal Mitzara. It's also Mekayim Hallel. It's also Mekayim Shira. That's why the Ramban holds that it's Daraisa. It's Daraisa from what we see in the Beis Hamikdash. That they used to sing there. And we also sing. We sing on the Moedim. Because you know, them Shara Shira L'mitach Simcha. So you have this Simcha. This is the Simcha. It's Mechai Shira. So that's the Mokor of the Ramban. Now we have Arifa still a lot more to talk about. But with this, we conclude our seventh offering. Now we have Mahalach and the Ramban for Enfridal Akashis. That we had asked before. And again, women aren't going to be chayiv because it says ma'agrama. You don't have to do it at night because as long as you're kind of in the shira, it's enough to do it, to say the shira during the day. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because the Avim and Rosh Chodesh because they're also mu'adim. So kamash malan that you're not saying it either because it's not mekudesh and malacha like we find by Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because Sifrei Ma'am, Sifrei Ma'am, Sifrei Ma'am, Sifrei Ma'am, it's not a time to sing. Akorpanam, that's the Mahalach and Ramban, ויש לנו עוד הרבה מה לדבר בנושא. אז אנא למען השם, יישארו עמנו, ונראה עוד נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה על ההאזנה, ושלום שלום, בעניין המשיך.